folks. Today is one of those days where if I was a battery, you'd be getting ready to throw it away because I felt drained today. Couldn't do much. Could barely muster it up to do a video right here. See how long this is. Gonna try not to make it too long because I need to get on here and then get off real quick. We take a look at the cell phones. Supposedly, I wouldn't put it past anything these days. Supposedly, is secretly flashing the mark of the beast on people's foreheads with invisible infrared light. Now, I don't know. But I wouldn't doubt it. Do you doubt anything these days? I mean, didn't we see a video I showed a couple years ago that supposedly a demon actually lives in our cell phones? Well, let's take a look. It's fallen technology, so it stands to reason. Let's take a look.
We had no idea it was doing it. It's doing it as we speak, literally as I'm recording this video. It is doing it. Yours is doing it too. It is shocking. Optogenetics. Do you know what this is? It's a biological technique to control the activity of neurons or other cell types with light. Now watch this. So this guy has a special camera that can film. It's a night vision camera. And this woman's on her phone. This is the name of the camera, by the way. And our phones, this isn't like a hidden secret. They give off infrared, at least the new ones, flash infrared light consistently, constantly at your face. And it's like mapping your face, or it's, the official reason is that it's so that your phone will adjust the brightness. If you're not looking at it, it'll just turn the brightness down, save battery or whatever. But he goes into a public street in a moment and he starts filming. Now, optogenetics is the manipulation, modification, and control of your cells and neurons with light. So here's a guy in public, and there you can see the light going off. These flashes of light can turn on and off the function of cells. So this kind of reminds me of They Live, because it's like you don't even know this is going on, that your face is being flashed with this, optogenetically modifying things. And this is happening right now. Is this a form of mind or thought control when you turn on and off the function of cells in your freaking brain because you're looking at a damn phone that's flashing your eyeballs with this stuff?
I don't know. I didn't see where the mark of the beast shines in, but still pretty interesting. You on speed?
So this is shocking that our phones are doing that we had no idea it was doing, and it's doing it as we speak. Literally,
can I get a 5? Can I get a 5? Can I get a 5? Can I get a 6? Can I get a 6? Can I get a 6? Can I get a 7? Can I get a 7? Can I get a 7? Can I get a 8? Can I get a 8? 9? Can I not get a 9? Can I get a 9? Can I get a 9? Then he slows down a little bit. What's this?
So this is shocking that our phones are doing that we had no idea it was doing, and it's doing it as we speak, literally as I'm recording this video. It is doing it. Yours is doing it too. It is shocking. Optogenetics. Do you know what this is? It's a biological technique to control the activity of neurons or other cell types with light. Now watch this.
So this guy has a special camera that can film. It's a night vision camera.
He's showing it flashing on the forehead right there, but I mean, is it the mark of the beast? Is it? Yeah, it's mind control. I mean, these are the television. There's patents for that, right? I don't know. Maybe we should get a know-it-all like Richie from Boston. Maybe he knows the answer to this. Is it true, Richie? Because everything seems to have to pass through you. Otherwise, you go on the attack. He has an answer for everything, doesn't he? But it is going on the forehead, so it makes you wonder. What are they flashing? Are they trying to control you? I think they are controlling, because, and of course there are patents for that. This has got to be, so let me say I know they're controlling, or trying to anyway, manipulate you. Because I see these damn zombies, I see them everywhere. They're constantly looking down, especially at the gym. Oh my, OMG, are you JKing me? Remember that one kid I said, he holds it with his left hand, he's always like this, looking at it, scrolling. That's all he does. If you condense his 2-hour workout, it probably amounts to about 6 minutes total of work, maybe. Constantly on his damn phone like a damn zombie. And the rest of them always on their damn phone like a zombie. So it's got to be controlling them, mind controlling them, you know? And I'm sure there's patents for that, but I'm not the expert in all that. I'm sure there's links to all that. I'm sure there's videos to all that out there. I just thought that was very kind of strange about that on the forehead. So as he would say, RP, there is that at any rate. She's about to say, it falls in line with a lot of people saying, but again, I hate to bring him up, but RFB, there's nothing in the fog. The fog is normal. There's no people getting sick. It's a hoax. It's just a shiny object for you to look at. Really? Seriously? Is that why people keep making videos about people getting sick in this, the chem fog? If there's one thing that I can't stand is someone that has an answer for everything. I can't stand it. I know people in real life that are like that. I see them on here. just got to answer for everything. You can't just... It's unbelievable, man. But here, let's listen to what she has to say, because I think she has more credibility than that guy, RFB.
Have you been wondering what was in that chemical fake fog that was covering half the world before the next PSYOP started? Well, it turns out people have been testing the clumps of leftover crap from it, and it's actually loaded with trillions of parasites. Some of the symptoms of a recent infection are UTI.
I've been recording this for years, and no one says anything, no one picks up on it, mum's the word. But now all of a sudden this is kicking off, it's getting on TikTok, it's over here, it's over there. Now all of a sudden everyone's waking up to it. I have been reporting on this, I've been showing you this for 10 years. You see what I'm saying? At any rate. That's what he said. He said this is nothing new. He's filmed this, which he has filmed things that look like this before RFB, but this probably... Listen, he's filmed stuff that looks similar to this, but I don't think it was this that he filmed in years past. This whole chem fog thing is something totally new. And believe you me, if this thing was, if Richie from Boston was filming this for years, I guarantee you there'll be other people in this community that would have picked up on it and shown it too, just like they're doing it now with the chem fog. So there is that at any rate. Because I hate when people just have answers to this, know it all about every little damn thing. Get up in arms, want to attack channels that have a different opinion than you. Fact that noise.
Guys, respiratory infections, pneumonia, and meningitis. Pretty interesting that there's been a rise in cases of pneumonia recently. This is actually considered biological.
Let me just say this. I've been run down for now, starting last Sunday, 9 days, going into 10 days, Wednesday. It's like last Thursday and Friday had good days. I felt real strong, but it's been very shaky, very rocky. And today I felt like absolute shit. Crap. Tired, lethargic. Didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to do this. This is taking a lot of energy. You see what I'm saying? So, and they didn't even spray our area. As far as I know, there's no chem fog unless it was at night and I didn't know it. But I haven't seen any chem fog around here. I know there are chem trails. I've been feeling kind of rough lately. And this is going into 10 days of this, and that's not normal for me. Usually a couple of days, maybe a week, usually about 4 days, I feel under the chemtrail weather, and then I get better. But this is like a struggle. Now, granted, I don't cut myself slack as far as resting and backing off from things like the gym and stuff, like exercise. So that's... You know, there are about 400 million people in this country. There are people that are going to see things that you haven't seen. The people are going to be witnessing things that you can't witness because you're not there. And just because you travel the entire country and you document this, document that, doesn't mean that that doesn't discredit what these people are saying. Why would they make it up? And it's not just her that's saying this. There's plenty of videos out there of people talking about this stuff and how the snow doesn't even melt. So... There's something going on here, a lot going on, with our, with what they're up to. And they want to depopulate us, they want us gone this year. We're 1 month down in 2025, 11 more to go. We'll see how much more they ramp it up. But I'm not going to say what she's saying is not true.
...warfare, and they've been put in there because they know parasites keep you sick. Which is, of course, why it's suppressed by Rockefeller Medicine. What a surprise. So if you live in one of the areas that had the fog, I would do a parasite cleanse ASAP. They're coming at us from all directions. The air, our food, the sky, God knows what else. And it's up to us to change the terrain of our body to help us detox from all this garbage. This is for entertainment purposes only. Consult your Rockefeller indoctrinated medical professional for medical advice.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Have you been wondering what was in that chemical
OBKB. Well, what do we have here? They're going after the ostriches now. The ostriches have the bird flu. Let's kill 400 fucking ostriches because of this bogus bullshit avian flu nonsense. They're literally destroying God's creation. Not saying ostrich meat is in a food supply. I don't even know if people eat ostrich. I think some people do. It's exotic, I think, meat. But what I'm trying to say is not only are they going after God's creation, which is us, which is the animals, but they're also culling, for the most part, our food supply. Who knows? If we run out of chickens, we might need to eat ostriches. I don't even know if that's a thing. But they're going after the turkeys, too. Hundreds of thousands of them they're killing. Okay? And they're saying, oh, the egg prices might not come back down till August. I don't want to come back down from this cloud. Yeah, it might not come back down till August, or so they say. That means we have 7 more months of them going after the chickens, killing cows, killing turkeys, killing, now comes down ostriches, wiping out ducks. What is it that farm? What was it? It was a duck farm in Long Island. The last remaining duck farm, I believe, was independently owned. And they wiped out, I think it was 100,000 duckies, right? So that's part of New York City's food supply in Long Island. There's a lot of chefs that rely on this and a lot of restaurants on duck. So now they can't have their duck. They might have to import and pay through the nose even more so. So here we are, 400 ostriches being culled in Canada. And her sentiment is what every damn farmer sentiment should be. But the farmers are getting their palms greased. They're getting their pockets lined with loot, with cash. And, you know, a lot of these farmers feel like they're struggling anyway. They have to get subsidized. They're really not making a turning a huge profit or anything like that. And so they feel like serfs on their own land. They feel like slaves to it. And so when their flocks get culled or the herd or whatever, and they get paid, what is it, twice as much as what they normally would get? Well, they're down for the cause then. Which, to me, that translates into you're a fecking sellout then. Any farmers that do this shit, in my humble opinion, are sellouts. And so she's lamenting the fact that she has to kill 400 ostriches. She feels for the chicken farmers, too. Listen, what she has to say, these bastards need to be put in jail, to say the very least. Or maybe they need a dose of their own medicine. Maybe these motherfuckers need to get culled. These pieces of shit that are killing over a fake... There ain't no fucking bird flu, all right? There's no bird flu. I'm sick of this shit. There was no COVID, all right? There was no COVID. COVID says certificate of vax ID anyway. There's nothing more than sniffles or no symptom. But yet, look what they did in 2020. Now look what they're doing. Now look what they're doing. Just wiping them all out. Wipe them out. Wipe them out. Next farm. Oh, faulty PCR, false positive. Wipe them out. Next farm. Do you know what I really feel like these bastards need? Well, I said a taste of their own medicine. They're evil. They are fucking evil. Let's take a look.
This is the worst case scenario we do. They want them all destroyed by February 1st.
The Canadian Food
Good. They're fighting it. All right, let's see who it is. Canadian what? Damn, play, damn it.
This is the worst case scenario we do. They want them all destroyed by February 1st.
The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has ordered the destruction of Universal Ostrich Farm's entire herd after multiple birds contracted the avian flu.
This decision is not.
Do those birds look like that? They're out in the fucking freezing ass weather, right? They're acclimated to that. They're looking normal to me. Do you see them? Does anyone? Can we get a fever on them? Can we get a fever check? Huh? Do you see any one of them do what I do? Shiver when I don't feel good? Shit, I bet you as healthy as I am, I bet you I am sicker right now and more run down right now than these birds. These birds are walking around like they feel great. That wasn't me today. But do I have the bird flu B system? Fuck off. You pieces of shit. They look perfectly healthy, perfectly normal. Look how big they are. You know? Healthy. They're going after healthy stock is what they are, healthy animals. They're wiping out whatever they can. These transhumanist, fucking New World Order, AI promoting, robot cyborg bitch promoting bitches what they are. They want to replace man with friggin' damn, they want to mesh man with machine and AI and shit like that. They want people to be dating robots, that's a thing, right? That's what they're pushing on us. They want to phase... people out of jobs, phase people. They call this the post-human and also post-truth world. What kind of dystopian terminology is that? Post-truth, which means you're not going to, the truth no longer shall prevail according to them. Post-human, because they want to phase us out. Is that what it is? Hmm? Huh? How about post-reptilian? world? How about we're in a post-reptilian era and we get rid of all these motherfuckers? All right, these reptilian demonic pieces of shit. Lordy, lordy, put me in an octagon with them, man. As lousy as I feel right now, I'll go ham on them. This wrenches my guts, man. This pisses me off. Doesn't it piss you off, guys? I want to see some comments about this, man. Stay on task, folks. I want to see some comments. You should be pissed off. I'm going to stand behind this farm and all these other farmers.
Right, and I'm not saying that just because we want to keep our animals. I'm sure the poultry farms wanted to keep their animals.
Universal Ostrich Farms, Canada.
We are different.
The owners say ostriches react differently to the virus than traditional poultry and shouldn't be grouped in the same category. However, in a letter obtained by Global News, the CFIA says ostrich are considered poultry and that all birds within the infected premise must be destroyed. And in a statement, they said there is currently no conclusive evidence to suggest that ostriches would have more immunity to the virus compared to...
But see, listen to what they're saying. There's no conclusive evidence that the ostriches have more immunity than ducks or chickens. Okay. Is there any supportive evidence that says that they have the equal amount of immunity as ducks and chickens, and that's why you got to cull the ostriches? You have no evidence of anything. You're just making shit up and killing them is what you're doing. All right? Okay, motherfuckers, we're going to hold you to the same standard. All right? The minute you bastards, we're going to administer PCR tests up your nose with a rubber hose, PCR, ancient Egyptian nasal torture methods, what should be done, until we get a fucking positive. And if we get a positive from the CFIA or any one of these bitches that are killing these animals, the minute we get a false positive, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? They want to test these birds. If one bird has it, if the faulty test says positive, they say kill the entire farm. Kill them off. Okay. Even though the chicken's a perfectly fine chicken. Okay. Okay, you want to play that game? All right. We should play a game of back at you. Back at you. We're going to test your ass every fucking day. And the minute it comes up positive, it's like Russian roulette, fucking damn calling you. All right? Oh, you don't want that? Don't call them? Don't call me. I'm a human being. Fuck that noise. You want to starve us out. You want to price us out. You want to kill all these innocent animals in the name of something that doesn't exist. And then when we say, well, we should apply those same standards to you, let's administer a Boyd flu test to you motherfuckers every day. And when the minute you get either the sniffles or a false positive, we're fucking deleting your ass. That's the way it should be, really. Then you see how quickly they'd sing a different tune. They'll be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't test all these animals. Maybe we should just knock it the fuck off. Yo, yeah, you should knock it the fuck off. You wouldn't like it if the shoe was on the other foot. You wouldn't like it if we tested you. If we had, measures in place within the parameters of the justice system or healthcare system, whatever, the government, to say that, okay, the same thing that you apply to the animals, we're applying to you bitches that are testing the animals. And the minute you get, and whoever's making these damn rules up of kill all the chickens and kill all the stock, whoever's making that up, we're going to apply the same thing to you. We're going to test you. The minute you get a false positive or the minute you get under the weather, that's it. You're going to go the way of the dodo, or we should say the ostrich or chicky or ducks. Oh, no, you don't like that now? It's kind of like the left. You know, the libtards? They could do all the lawfare. They could call all the names. They could call you Nazi till cows come home. They could do all this shit and project onto conservatives. But the minute the shoe's on the other foot, they want to start crying to me, Argentina. Fact that noise. Fact that noise. You want to go and test these farms and cause these farmers to lose their livelihood and these animals to lose their lives, and a lot of these animals are a part of the food chain. So you're going to make it harder on us. You want to go through this measure over something that doesn't exist because you want to fucking us to roll up our sleeves for a damn mRNA bullshit vaccine. You want to lock our asses down and you want Scamdemic 2.0, total full-blown medical tyranny, New World Order style, this time playing for keeps. We know exactly what you're doing. It's obvious to anyone who has eyes to see and at least two brain cells to rub together. So I say, you want to play these New World Order games? Okay, we're going to test your ass, the whole lot of you, whoever's going on these farms, whoever's in on this, you need to be tested. The minute you get a false positive reading, and or you just start getting the sniffles. It's sayonara, RoboCop. Deal? Oh, no, no deal, is it? No deal. No deal. Oh, I see. When the shoe's on your foot, you don't like that.
Look at other this. Resistant species.
I don't know why we would be killing 400 ostrich. But killing them will make zero difference to anything.
The owners transition the farm.
Well, you should know why. First of all, they don't want any farmers anymore. They want lab meat. They want you to eat Z-bugs. They want the bug farmers, what they want. They don't let, and these people are evil. They're going after killing God's creatures. It's picture. If you took your they look glass, put them on, you'd actually see demons doing this. That's what's doing this. They hate God's creation and they hate us. All right? And they don't want farms anymore. And they're trying to make it difficult for you to have a farm. And they're trying to make it difficult for us to have eggs and have meat and stuff like that. That's why. Same thing with the friggin' geoengineered weather. When they're causing all this bullshit snowing down all the way down in Florida, and even Cuba had got cold during this last cold snap. It's not normal. But they're steering all this, steering the hurricanes, steering through North Carolina, steering them through Citrus Alley in Florida, killing all the crops, you know, causing massive amounts of deaths in North Carolina, killing the crops, freezing the crops out, deluging them out, friggin' high heat doming them out, burning them out, lasering your asses out, direct energy weaponing your asses out, tornadoing your asses out, earthquaking your asses out, and we're waiting on the tsunami. And we're waiting for them to damn start with the Mississippi River and make it go backwards. We're waiting for the big one. That'll be on them. That'll be them doing it. They're demons. They're devils. And they want us gone. I am beside myself. Expending too much energy on this, but I'm pissed.
I'm into a scientific antibody program around the pandemic to study how to mass
already calling it a pandemic. See what you're saying?
Against the avian flu.
What we're trying to do is offer the government a solution, a resolution to this. We're trying to say, hey, we are an antibody company. We've already been working on building antibodies with these ostrich.
All of the farms, 400 plus flock, will have to be destroyed and discarded of by February 1st, leading to what they say will mean losing years of research and unique ostrich DNA, something almost impossible to rebuild. Victoria Famia, Global News.
Farm destroy. And that's going to be happening just 2 days before my birthday. I'm pissed off. I am pissed. Bird flew my ass. More like one flew over to cuckoo's nest flew. Because you got to be a kook to believe this crap. Listen to this. California going after the ducks over in that neck of the woods now. This is all out of salt.
There are new concerns today about bird flu as egg prices continue to soar across the country. Prices are expected to spike by 20% this year. And now for the first time, a different and more rare subtype of the virus has been found on a duck farm in Central California.
You see how they do that to drum up for a subtype of the virus? Okay. First of all, how many symptoms are you going to have with the flu? They say with the bird flu, you get conjunctivitis. What's their litany of symptoms? The flu is your body purging toxins, okay? You get the shivers, you get the chills, you get the sweats if you have a fever, you get aches and pains, you get congestion. It's basically it, okay? You get very tired and lethargic until it passes. That's it. What is this subtype? Like, remember the Scariants? They called them variants. We call them Scariants because they try to scare you with something that doesn't exist. Remember that? Now it's subtype. A new subtype of the bird flu. They're trying to develop this into a big bird flu pandemic machine. It ain't gonna work, motherfuckers. Not if I can help it. I'm one of a few people talking about this. Hey, Richie from Boston, why aren't you in Faker and Fiction talking about this? Faker and Fiction is stuck on 5G jock, and you're busy having a conniption over Trump with your bullshit. Well, let's take a look. Should be addressing this. Everybody
the
should.
The World Health Organization is calling for better surveillance of farms. However, the Trump administration...
Did you hear that? Better surveillance of farms. Because that's what it's about. Surveillance, control, tyranny.
...has ordered the CDC and other federal health agencies to pause all external communications at least through the end of the month. And health infectious disease experts are comparing that to disabling a smoke alarm.
Federal data is critical because...
So Trump's saying, his administration's saying he doesn't want them communicating, CDC or any of these so-called agencies that are in on us. He suspended their external communications, whatever that means, until the end of the month. And so these agencies, like the Center for Disease Creation and such, they're saying that's like disabling a smoke alarm. No. No. There is no fucking there. There is no virus. There's no virus here. You bastards are making this shit up. If anything, if any of these animals are sick, it's because you give them quaxines. Or it could be their living conditions. Same thing, different day. I've been to farms before, or in times past, I've been to a farm, a local one, where it didn't look like the animals were kept that well. It happens. Okay? And they look mangy and shit like that. Happens. Living conditions. What are they eating? What's their diet like? Are they cramped up? Are they getting exercise? Huh? What's going on? Are they allowed to free range? Are they allowed to roam wherever they may roam? Are they getting inoculated? You're just making this up using the faulty PCR test. Because you're Roy Orbison. Anything you say, they got it, right? Right? Right, bitches? We see exactly what you're doing. So I don't want you bastards, the Center for Disease Creation, the World Ill Health Organization and such, I don't want you all communicating with each other at all. Because you're working in tandem to destroy our food supply, you motherfucking pricks. I hate you. I loathe you. And everyone else should too.
It's fast moving. Outbreak, second. The outbreak involves multiple...
Look, such an outbreak. The least this is how shitty of a job they're doing. The least they could do is... Remember those 10,000 cows that were zapped? Would look like they were zapped by either 5G or some kind of... They were all... I showed this about 3 years ago. Their legs were up and they're all in a row against the fence, which looked like an electronic fence. Do you remember that? The least they could do is show us some mangy ass chickens. Can you throw one or two of those in there? No, you can't. You got healthy ass ostriches, you got healthy chickens, you got healthy ducks, and they're fucking saying they got the bird flu or some scary or some subtype, some bullshit, and they're killing them. And then when they're done drumming up enough fear and pricing us out of fucking food, they're going to turn their sights on us because the sheep out there go, oh my God, oh my God, it's so real. We can't buy any chicken anymore at the grok store. Eggs are through the roof. Beef, they've killed all the cows now. We can't buy any beef. I'll do anything it takes just to go back to the new norm. Let's go back to the new norm. I don't like this new norm. Fucking sheeple.
States.
So far, more than 60 people have been infected with this virus, with one case turning deadly.
One case. Even if it was real. One fucking case. Yeah, I'm dropping the F-bomb tonight. I'm not curbing my language. One motherfucking case. And they're going to blow this whole shit thing out of proportion. Remember what they did in the scamdemic 2020? Hast thou not learnt anything? Everything was a case. Case of this. Case of that. I even said on WSB, I said it's a case of bullshit is what it is. It's a case of sniffles. It's a case of a fever. It's a case of fucking tyranny is what it is. It's a case of lies is what it is. It's a case of bullshit. I said, you might get tired of hearing this. I said, I'm going to put this shit on blast. You didn't see me do it. You saw me do it somewhat in 2021. I did. I covered the protests and all that. But you didn't see me at the beginning of the scamdemic because you weren't on my fascist book. And I tried to do it on YouTube and they took my channels down. But I was every night sitting in a rocking chair. Rock-a-bye, rock-a-baby, rock-a-bye. Dolly Parton song. Yeah, my rocking chair going live every night. Pointing out the hypocrisy and the scamdemic and the hoax of this bullshit. Lost a lot of friends, deleted some assholes that believe that COVID was real. Want to argue me. Ain't got time for your arguing. If you're that damn dumb and believe bird flu exists, if you're that damn stupid and believe that damn COVID exists, you're a fucking moron. A New World Order piece of shit tool. You're too damn stupid for me to be even in my presence. But I digress. Disclosing the truth about this bullshit bird flu. Let's take a look.
This is crazy. Now, I've been talking about the so-called bird flu for years. It first really started the whole thing here in Indiana. And I have chickens. And I can't have people showing up poisoning me, poisoning my chickens, or killing them inhumanely, because that's just wrong. And the tests, I am certain, are harmful. So I don't want my birds tested. I will take my flock out before they are tested. Because I don't want them hurt, and I don't want myself hurt either. So
Indiana, the state of Indiana, just accidentally or intentionally, they just keep letting the cat out of the bag over and over. It's like they can't help themselves. Now, it's going to take me probably some time to get this posted because I really shouldn't be doing this, but I could not believe it when I saw this. Okay, so clearly this is from the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. Now, because I try to shun the world as much as possible, I'm subscribed to the Indiana State Board of Animal Health so that I get updates when there is something relevant to me or potentially relevant to me. And all right, let's just get into this. Okay, so apparently Jay County and Randolph counties are really having a hard time because I think this is the third time in what, 2 weeks or something like that, that they've quarantined commercial flocks of livestock. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is what, part of what matters is response. And this is where they keep letting the cat out of the bag over and over and over. So here in the state of Indiana, if you have backyard chickens, you do not have to register with the state of Indiana or any other so-called authority. You just have backyard chickens. Now, some people who live in municipalities, you know, cities and towns, they might have to register. They may or may not be allowed. They might have to get a permit. Who knows? But, you know, and of course, if there are covenants, etc., you may have to abide by certain things. That's not the case here. So here, if we want to have chickens or ducks or turkeys or whatnot, then we can, and that's that. We don't have to register with anyone. We don't have to tell anyone. But the state of Indiana just keeps letting the cat out of the bag. They just can't seem to help themselves. And they keep saying this in their emails in different manners. Okay, so if the people who are getting these emails and updates aren't understanding this yet, then they aren't actually reading and digesting, and they aren't cognitively with it enough. Maybe they're under the strong delusion. Non-commercial flock surveillance. This is backyard chickens. Random people like you and I. Testing of nearby flocks is important to verify the virus has not spread in the area. BOAH staff will be reaching out to flock owners within the surveillance zone to offer testing. The staff will be reaching out to flock owners within the surveillance zone to offer testing. They keep saying this in different capacities. They've also stated, we've already reached out to flock owners within the surveillance zone. How do they know? We don't have to register if we have backyard chickens here. How do they know? There is nowhere to hide. There is nowhere to run. These commercial flocks that keep testing positive, they are in rural areas. They're not in rural areas like where I live, wooded areas, but they're in rural areas. And a lot of people in those areas don't like Big Brother. They know who has non-commercial flocks. They know who has backyard chickens, backyard turkeys, backyard ducks. You don't need to contact us. We already know. Okay, so I needed to point that out. I know I've been saying this for years, but I just wanted to show you in an email from the state. This is what I'm reading that they keep sending me. This is what they keep telling me. So I just wanted to show that to you. What was the other thing I wanted to share? There was something else in here that I saw. Oh, yeah. To date, none have had evidence of infection or illness associated with AI virus. AI?
Wait a minute. Get this. This is a war,
you
man.
You don't need
this,
to contact us.
This is a war
we
they're waging
know.
On us.
Okay, so I
on
need
many
to point
fronts.
That out. I know I've been...
Okay, at the end of the video, she goes, it mentions AI virus, but I think that, I'm hoping they were taken out of this context, HPAI, and said AI for short. However,
I'm reading that they keep sending
knows.
Me. This is what they keep telling me. So I just wanted to show that to you. What was the other thing I wanted to share? There was something else in here that I saw. Oh, yeah. To date, none have had evidence of infection or illness associated with
AI virus. Yeah, I find that to be strange that they didn't put HPAI. They just put AI at the end. Gonna have to consult Richie from Boston. I'm sure he has an answer for that already. AI virus, huh? Well, I mean, were they injected with computer chips? Quaxines in these birds? Huh? You know they're injecting the pork with mRNA, right? These quaxines. Any computer chips in there and stuff? I don't know. It's late. It's late for me, but I had to share all that with you. You could digest on that. You could stew on that or whatever. Just whatever you do, don't be a troll. BBC, British bullshit communism. BBC, large UK-wide scamdemic preparedness test planned this year. Throughout the whole United Kingdom. They're going to have a pandemic preparedness. You get ready? You get ready, UK? Get ready for those New World Order cops to be dusted off. Get ready to be in London Square saying, shove the needles up your arse. You could take those needles and shove them up your arse. Remember that in 2020? Something like that. I showed it on my video. Emergency service teams, local councils, and government officials will take part in a full multi-day scamdemic, I'm calling it scamdemic, preparedness exercise to help the UK prepare for potential future threats. The tests, which is likely to take place in the autumn, will involve thousands of people across different parts of the UK, Minister Pat McFadden has announced. Isn't McFadden an Irish name? Last name? The plans come in response to the first set of recommendations made by the COVID-19 inquiry, the ongoing public inquiry into the handling of the pandemic. Listen, mofos, it's already been concluded that muzzles don't work. It's already been concluded that the clot shots are deadly. It's already been concluded that lockdowns don't work either, bitches. So what are you gonna? How are you gonna prepare for this? How about taking your scamdemic preparedness, and that goes for anywhere else in the world, turning it sideways and sticking it straight up your Rudy Poo commie ass. If you smell a little, what the shockster is cooking. Looks like they're setting you up for more lockdowns or something like that in the UK. But don't worry, America, Canada, and other areas of the world, Australia. I'm sure they'll toe the line sooner or later. We'll keep an eye on this. But the fact that they're waiting for next fall to do these exercises tells me one thing. Next January, rinse and repeat with something else. More psyops, more bullshit. If this bird flu hoax doesn't stick, they're going to keep on keeping on. Want to leave you with this. You can knock me over with a feather with this one. Department of Government Efficiency, look what it says, steps in. Beijing joke burdens $50 million condom shipment to Gaza is blocked. You'll never guess what they use them for. These nuts. These condoms, look at them. Balloons with deadly explosives in them. They're not for making love, they're for making war. Hold on, let me rewind that, because you got to read the words. Damn, it's going way too fast. They couldn't send them balloons. They had to send them condoms, huh? You pervert Beijing Joe Burden. That's what I got for you tonight. Don't be a troll out there. It's unbelievable where we're at. Unfacking real.
Sweet dreams.